Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. He is here to receive you, just as you are. As we begin our reflective time tonight, let your whole body begin to unwind. Breathe slowly and deeply. Loosen your tense muscles with every exhale. There is no rush now. No pressure. You can simply be. For the Lord your God, the Maker of heaven and earth and everything in them, holds you in His right hand. He will speak to you tonight as you open your heart to Him. Heavenly Father, in the stillness of this meditative time, please remind me of your power over my life. Nothing happens without your knowledge, and no need is too much for you. Help me to simply rest in your love and kindness tonight. Mark chapter 5, verses 38 to 42 say, when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. Could her parents have been mistaken? Was their little girl really just asleep? Jesus's words seemed ridiculous. That's why the mourners laughed at him. After her serious illness, the girl was quite clearly dead. So why did Jesus say this dead girl was simply asleep? Perhaps he was reminding her parents that life and death on this temporary earth are only part of the story. When we die here, we are really only sleeping until the final day when we will all stand before Jesus. But perhaps Jesus was also revealing more of who he is, the one who has victory over death, the one in whom true life is found. Before Jesus, all your hopelessness, dead ends, failures and fears must surrender to his light and life. Get up, he says to you tonight. In his presence, you are a new creation, and every moment is a new beginning. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in and out. And in and out. And in and out. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for having power and authority over death itself. I know that you are my life and you are my hope for every challenge and defeat. I choose to give you all my worries and heartaches tonight, Lord. In this moment, take them from me. Carry them in your strength. And bring your redemption and light to the dark places in my heart. Jesus says in John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Let's close with a final prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for wrapping my life up in your Son's. When I feel low and defeated, help me to hear Jesus' gentle invitation to take his hand and get up again. I know that because of him, I am more than a conqueror in this world. Amen.